morning, good morning, good morning. Let me try it again. I said, good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, just bless the Lord. He's worthy of your praise. Come on now, he's worthy, he's worthy. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah, magnify the Lord. He's worthy, yes, he is. He's so worthy, yes, he is, yes, he is. Hallelujah, he's worthy, yes, he is. Come on now, share the broadcast, let your people know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Come on now. We bless your name. We bless your name, bless your name. Father, we bless your name today, oh God. Father, we declare and decree that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, right now, we declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree that this atmosphere has been energized, has been activated. Woo! To receive the seed of the word. Father, we declare and decree that 5785 will be our season. Our season of, listen, multiplied and abundant grace. 5785. This is God's new year, okay? This is God's calendar year, okay? But prophet, I thought it was still 2024, but you know, you're looking at man's calendar. The Roman Gregorian calendar, which is on a whole different time schedule, or as we say, time and season filtering, than God's. Come on up. When we understand that we have to do things God's way in God's time and in God's season. That's how we receive from God. Okay. See, y'all gonna make me go here. Let's go here. Come on up. Well, first of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our mission, and our ministry is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Okay? My opinion can do nothing for you. But when I activate the word into the atmosphere, the seed of the word is what begins to activate manifestation. And we learned this yesterday, that you need the word to activate the power of God in your life or situation. Okay? And I guess we need to go here too. So we're going to go to John chapter 1, and then we're going to go to Matthew chapter 6. So that way we can go ahead and just get this thing started. Amen. Share the broadcast with your people. I'm just sharing this out to my folks. Listen, I want to thank everyone for joining in. Amen and amen. Listen, I want you to begin to walk in your power and authority as a son of God, but you have to do it. You have to do it and receive it through God's kingdom principles and networkings, okay? So first of all, let's go here. Amen and amen. We might as well get this started. Amen. Here we go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen, in order to get this revelation, the Bible says, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom, but with all you're getting, get understanding. no understanding, you cannot activate the power of faith. Faith is activated. Good morning, Jasmine Candles. Faith is activated by understanding, okay? That's why I said, with all you're getting, get understanding. Okay, John chapter 1. First of all, let's take it step by step. In 5785, this is the prophetic release into the air, atmosphere, into the earth for God's sons, then you must get the understanding. 5785, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. So that's the word, okay? So in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word. Okay, there we go. The Father, Elohim, does everything by the word. He begins with the word, okay? In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So you cannot separate God from his word, okay? This is why you must start with the word first, okay? Because when you read the scripture, Proverbs 4, verse 7, wisdom is the first thing, okay? That word wisdom is the mind, thoughts, will of God, okay? So, in the beginning was the word, okay? All things, verse 3, all things were made by him. The same was in the beginning with God. In him was life, and the life was the light. So everything, life, light, everything is in the word, okay? Now, when you look at verse 12, John chapter 1, verse 12, but it says, as many as received him, the word, to them, those that received, he gave them the power, okay? So no word, no power. You must receive the word first, with understanding, so you can activate the power that's inside the seed of the word. Luke chapter 8, okay, verse 10 says the seed is the word of God. Okay, so when you understand that God does everything by seed, time, and harvest, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest shall not cease. God doesn't create the forest first. He creates the seed that will cause the plants to grow into the trees that will yield the fruit for the tree. Oh, come on now. Because inside each seed is not just one fruit. Inside the seed is a forest. Okay. Inside the seed is an orchard. Okay. Inside the seed. Okay. And inside that seed, God gave the power of his, listen, life inside the seed. And as long as you take care of the tree and the roots, the tree will continually forever bear fruit, because when he says seed time and harvest shall not cease, that means forever. Come on now. If you receive that, someone say, it is so. Come on now. Type, I receive it. It is so. You must get it God's way, okay? Now we're going to go to Matthew 6. Okay, Matthew 6. Because you got to receive this before you can receive the prophetic release of this season in your life. Come on, I'll type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, get this. See, I want you to get, I want you to have the framework and the foundation, so that way you're going to know why God is doing stuff in your life, why God is manifesting in your life, why he's sending you back to school, why he's telling you, go ahead, take that idea, write the vision down, create the vision and write it down. Why? Because he said, when you write down the vision and make it plain, so he that read it can what? Run, because that's the seed. Ah, glory. The vision is the seed of the thing, okay? Matthew 6. Look at verse 31. We're going to go from 31 to 33, okay? He says, therefore, take no thought saying, okay, part of this season, okay, of 5785 is going to be the power of your mouth. This is going to be a time to be especially mindful or careful of the words that you speak. Because we're created in God's image and after his likeness, He created the heavens and the earth with the word, the voice of God that came out of his mouth through the word. The word is not just letters on a page. It's the word. It is the Son. It is Christ, he who was Yahshua in the flesh. Okay. This is a special time to be mindful of the words you speak. Why? Because Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of your tongue, your mouth. Prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan into the earth. When you understand, just like on every Sunday morning, Prophet Tanya begins our broadcast by declaring Job 28:22. You shall decree a thing and it, what you decree, what you speak into the heavens and the atmosphere. When it comes out of your mouth, it is prophetic. Whether good, bad, or indifferent, it has been enabled with the power of your mouth. And because you're created in God's image, it will manifest. Good, bad, or indifferent. So, therefore, take no thought saying, what are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? What are you going to wear? Where are you going to live? After all, why? After all these things, okay, here we go. After all these things, I'm going to say it again. After all these things, do the Gentiles seek? The word seek means to run after, chase after. Okay, let me say it like this. Okay, Gentile, all that means is someone who has no relationship with Elohim, God, okay? In God's kingdom, either you were a son or you were a Gentile, okay? Either you had a relationship, you were walking in the righteousness of Elohim, El Elyon, okay? Because when you're the Son of God, when you are the offspring, you are all children of the Most High. When you stake your claim by salvation of your relationship with the Father, now you go from Gentile to the righteousness of God. You go from Gentile to sons of God, okay? Remember, he that receiveth shall be given the power to become sons. After all these things do Gentiles seek, for your heavenly what? Father, see God backs up his plan, knows that you have need of all these things. He says, but, so everything he said before that was very important, but now he wants you to pay attention. Seek ye, chase, run after first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the what? Kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? God's way of doing things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is righteousness? That means your relationship, staying intact with the Father, okay? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things, and all these things, everything you need, and all these things shall be what? Added unto you. Now, if it's added unto you, what you got to understand that in this time and season that we're in, it's going to be multiplied. Not just added, what he adds shall then be multiplied. Woo! Oh, my God, my God, my God. Are you getting this right now? What he adds to you shall then be multiplied. Woo, my God, my God. Is anybody with me? If you're with me, someone type, it is so. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added, okay? Understand this. It's going to be added. He didn't say you had to pray and fast and pray and No. He said it's going to be added. Someone type, I receive it. So, in this time and season of your life and today, God is multiplying what he adds. Now, just so that way you can see this deeper, okay, Woo, my guy. Come on now. Where my peeps at? I want you to type it. Come on, type I receive it. It is so. Only got a few more minutes, then we're going to pray. Because listen, as the word goes forth, when it hits you, that's when you sow your seed. Okay? Oh, my God, my God. When it hits you, when the letters come off the page, when your body begins to be activated in the power, because you can see the power of that word, that's when you sow. Because that's God saying, this seed is beginning to harvest in your life. But without first sowing, there cannot be no reaping. Okay? Now, check this out. Remember, I said that God is going to multiply that which is added, right? Now, if this is your season of multiplied and abundant grace, that means any time, like last year when you felt like you were getting hit by hell, high water and the sink, woo, my God. Oh, my God. It seemed like last year, last season, whatever, that you would get done with one storm and then immediately you're getting hit with another storm or another fire, okay? Now, here's what you got to understand. Okay. God allows you to go through things so that way, when it's added unto you, he has the right and the authority in that situation to then multiply it back to you. And not only does he multiply what he adds, he makes the devil give up before he adds and multiplies in your life. And we're going to see that also. Oh, see, y'all making me work this morning. Oh, it must be Martha and Chet making me work this morning. So we're going to go two more places real quick. Because what you got to understand is, amen, God wants to cause you to receive in this season of, Jesus said, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So when the devil tries to steal, kill, and destroy in your life, God has to first, when he says enough is enough, now it's time for you to be recompensed or rewarded for what you went through. The first thing he does is he makes the devil give back to you. Okay. Proverbs chapter 6. Then we're going to go to Isaiah, because remember I said that God multiplies it. Okay. And then we're going to go to Isaiah 61. Then we're going to be done for today. Come on now. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 6. Come on, get this. Proverbs chapter 6. Here we go. Look at verse 30. Men do not despise a thief. Remember, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he, the thief, be found or caught, he shall restore how much? Sevenfold. So the first thing God does is God says, now what the devil tried to do to steal, kill, and destroy, God stops him and immediately, listen, he activates the power of restoration. That means that word restore or to be restored means to be back, to return back to your original state or to where you would have been if you had not been hindered. He did it with Daniel. The Bible says that Daniel went on a fast for 21 days, and the angel Gabriel said, look, when you set your heart to understand, remember, get understanding, God sent the answer. But the devil, the king of Persia, okay, hindered me. I had to send Michael. But he says, as soon, okay, I'm letting you know right now, if you receive the understanding of this teaching right now. The answer is coming to you now. Your restoration is coming to you now. But if he be found, he, the devil, shall do what? Restore. This word restore in the Hebrew right here is shalom. Okay? It's a form of the word shalom, which means wholeness. But this word means to be in a covenant of peace, wholeness, to restore, to make compensation, woo, to recompense, to reward. Oh, come on now. Covenant of peace. But he shall restore how many? Sevenfold. Seven represents completion, maturity. And he shall give all the substance of his house. So what God does is, when he catches a thief, when you get understanding of how the devil came in and what he was trying to do, God says, look, now because you caught him, because you didn't stop, you didn't cry, woe is me, but you looked and you sought, you chased after me to get the revelation, the revealing of the understanding of what, when, where, and why. God says, I make the devil return it back to you seven times. And the moment you catch him, everything that he had in his possession that you caught him at that time becomes yours also. Now, God doesn't end there. Now we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 61. He says, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings and to heal and bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and to open the prisons. And for time's sake, this is Isaiah 61. When you go down to verse 6, and you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. You shall eat. You shall eat. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast. And then he says in verse 7, for your shame, everything that you went through that made you look bad, seemingly, you shall have double. Now, this is what God does after he makes the devil return it. Then he says, because I had to allow you to go through it, you shall have double for the shame. Woo! This is what he's multiplying. Now, remember, it's your season of multiplied and abundant grace. You shall have double, and for your confusion, you shall rejoice. Therefore, in your land, here we go, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, in their land, they shall possess the double everlasting joy. So this is also, so God is turning this season into a double-double. Double for the shame and double possession. Woo, my God. Come on, somebody better give him praise and type, I receive it. It is so. This is how. See, when you get the understanding, woo, he said, Peter, upon this rock shall I build my church. Why? Because God just revealed to you understanding of what he was already doing in the spirit. How glory. This is going to be your season. A divine grace of completion, renewal and new beginning. The power of your mouth and rest and preparation for greater work. This is your season. Woo, my God, my God. He could, why? Because he wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. He says above all things, but you got to have seed. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you give, now today I'm going to challenge everyone to sow the teruma. And the seed that you're going to sow, make it a teruma. And my PayPal, which is Pastor Michael D. Bryant, and as Prophet Tanya jokes around, she says, that's one of the longest emails. Amen. But that's my PayPal. You can use my Zelle at michael@rtuproductions.com or my Cash App at $ProphetMDBryant and sow the 5785 seed. Do that today. We're going to sow the 5785 seed. into my Cash App or into my other ways right there. But listen, when you do it, I want you to type 5785 in the comments. Double, double. Okay, this is your double, double of the seed. Father, right now you said that I shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, I declare and decree that as they sow this seed, 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 Father, from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath, seed time and harvest is being activated in their life. Father, as they sow the seed, the devil is returning sevenfold in all the substance that we caught him with today. Father, as they sow the seed, they sow, as they sow. Woo, you said, woo, God loves a cheerful giver, but those that sow bountifully shall reap bountifully. Sow your best seed today in the denomination of the 5785. 5785 or 15785 or 557.85 or 5557.85. Do that 5,000 for the whole year. And watch what God does in your life. He's just going to double it back to you. He's just going to make the devil give back seven times and everything you caught him with. But listen, when you do it, you are walking in the understanding of the seed of this manifestation. Woo, my God. And Father, as they do it, I declare that the blessing shall rest and remain in their house. Now listen, don't miss the broadcast this week. Don't miss what God is doing. God, listen, Sunday morning, please be on the Hour of Power, 7:30. Listen, this is crucial. We just came out of the Feast of Tabernacles. It's your time for harvest. This is harvest season. But you must prove, you must chase, you must seek the Father and watch what God does. Because when you seek him first, all these things are added. Amen. Listen, be blessed. Have a great weekend. See you Sunday morning.